We all know that the Yontif of Chanukah is a unique, special Yontif, different than other Yom Tovim, and the Shalosh Regalim, Purim. It's a Yontif that was established L'Hoidoi to L'Hal, which means L'Hoidoi to give Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Alanisim, in Moedim to say Alanisim, and L'Hal to say Hal Sholem, full Hal. 18 times a year is a din to say a full Hal, a full Kriya to Hal, which Halacha is, it's a din Kriya of the Mishbura Paskins. You have to say every single word properly, like Kriya Shema. By the way, there's a common mistake that in Loilonu we say Al Chazdecha Alamitecha. There's no Vav, not Al Chazdecha Vi Alamitecha. So the halacha, in order not to be a bracha vatala, we say halal shalem, has to be a complete halal, a proper kriya. What's the reason? What's the reason that Chanukah is miyusid, the whole mahus is a hoidus l'halal? Perhaps one reason could be that we know that in Shemoneh Esrei we have 19 brachas, 3 brachas in the beginning, 3 brachas at the end, 13 bakashas in the middle. If one would be asked, which of the bakashas is the most needed? What's the most needed bakasha of the 13 bakashas? Some will say, atachoinen, das. Some will answer, tshuva. Some will answer, refuah. Most will answer, panasa. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, says none of the above. The Rambam says the most important, the most needed bakasha of the 13 bakashas that we ask is Birchas Lamalshinim. Why Lamalshinim? Says the Rambam, in the times of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabu Haminim, there were a lot of minim that were mesisim, klai yisrael to be loshuv ma'achri Hashem, to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Menoach says it was Ish HaYedua V'Tamidov Yoshka Klais. Rabbi Gamliel made a takana, a special bracha, to be Lahashmi the Abed Kol Aminim. Says the Rambam, Shezu G'doyla Mikol Sarki Bnei Adam. All the needs of people, the biggest need a person needs, that people should not pull them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a bigger need than Das, Refuah, Parnasa. A bigger need is that we should not have people that are disturbing us, are pulling us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we know the Chanukah, the Yevonim tried very hard to pull us away from Avodas Hashem, pulling us away from Torah and Mitzvah is different than the other Yom Tovim, Purim, they want to kill us. Pesach, the other Nisim were Gashmias, Gufnias, but Chanukah was a Ruchnias. Therefore, since the biggest need that we need is that we should be able to do a voice Hashem and no one should pull us away, so Chanukah was the biggest need that a person needs. Therefore, it's a yontif l'hoyos l'halal to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this special thing. But there's more to it. We know that the Yevonim were Baalei Chochma. They held that anything that's not tangible, anything you can't feel is not real. Only something that they made sense. They believed in Teva. They believed in nature. Anything above Teva, Hashkocha Pratis, they didn't believe in. Rabban says in Parshas Boy very clearly, She'ein la'odim chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu shekulam nisim ein behem Teva b'minhaga shel olam. It's no Teva. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashkocha Pratis. The Yevonim made it a gzera to write, that everyone has to write a Karen Ashar, Kisvah Karen Ashar, שאין להם, אין לכם חלק בלכי ישראל. רב דוד כהן, it bedayik, it didn't say, אין לכם חלק בלכים. אין לכם חלק בלכי ישראל. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Klal Yisrael, no Ashkocha Protis. The Nes of Pach Shemen, the Mason of Chanukah, showed us that even in the Teva, there's Ashkocha Protis. Not only because the Nes of Shemen was done in a natural way, meaning to say that it's naturally, people, you light oil. You light oil. You go to war. It was done in a natural form. Of course, it ended up being Nisim Galuyim, Chutz Miderek HaTeva. But it wasn't splitting the sea. It wasn't Eser Makis. It was natural in the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Malam HaTeva. In the Teva, from the Nisim Nistarim, when Nisim HaForsamim, we see even the Nisim Nistarim was Kulei Teva, Kulei Nes. The Rabban explains in Parshas Boy that the tachlis of the bria, the tachlis of creation of a person is shenakir namin b'lokeinu. We should believe in Hashem, realize Hashem. V'noida elov shebaranu. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Mean to say, we should live with this realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a borei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is borei olam. There's no teva. There's no nature. There's no natural things that happen to happen. Kulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kulei Hashkocha. Therefore, the Yontif of Chanukah is a Yontif of Lahoydus Lahalal. We were zeichet to overcome the Yevonim that believed otherwise. They believed there's no Hashkocha Pratis. There's a world of Teva. Chanukah was Megalotos. In the world of Teva, there's no Teva. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were here to L'Hoydos L'Halal, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to thank Him in the world, in the natural world of Teva, to realize as Kulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are days of Chanukah. We should take the opportunity to think and to realize Chazdei Hashem in our natural life, in our daily life. Firstly, we should try to find a minion that says Hallel calmly, a little slower pace. We could also try to focus on saying Aleinu L'Shabeach these days of Chanukah from a Siddur and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for four things. Shalo Yasanu K'goyei HaRatzos. Number two, L'Samanu K'mishpachai T'Adama. Number three, L'Sam Chalkeinu Gaem. Number four, Vagar Aleinu K'chal Moinam. Through this, when we zeicha to a real lichtike Chanukah, full of simcha, and to bring the brightness to our lives throughout the year, Be'ez Hashem, thank you.